Hello and welcome once again to my hermitage, where we break open the word and apply it to our lives each and every day. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V in Chicago. Today is Wednesday of the fifth week in Ordinary Time, February 11th, 2026. Our Gospel passage today is from St. Mark, where he writes, "When he got home away from the crowd, his disciples questioned him about the parable. He said to them, 'Are you likewise without understanding? Do you not realize that everything that goes into a person from outside cannot defile, since it enters not the heart, but the stomach, and passes out into the latrine?'" The Gospel today draws us into a quiet moment that happens after the noise. Jesus has left the crowd. He has gone home. And there, in that private space, the disciples dare to ask what they did not understand in public. This detail matters. The deepest teaching of Jesus often does not happen in the marketplace or the synagogue, but in the interior room, when the crowd has dispersed and the heart is finally able to speak honestly. Understanding in the Gospel is never merely intellectual. It is relational. It grows out of intimacy. The disciples have heard the parable about what defiles a person, but they do not grasp it. And so Jesus asks them a question that is both gentle and piercing. "Are even you likewise without understanding?" It is not a rebuke meant to shame. It is an invitation to go deeper. Jesus is not disappointed that they do not understand. He is inviting them into a deeper way of seeing. What is at stake in this teaching is not dietary law, but the location of holiness. For centuries, Israel had been trained to think of purity in terms of what comes from outside, foods, contacts, rituals, boundaries carefully observed. These laws were not meaningless. They taught reverence, order, and obedience. But now Jesus is revealing something radical. Holiness is not finally threatened by what enters the body, because defilement is not a matter of the stomach. It is a matter of the heart. This is a shift from external compliance to interior truth. Jesus is not abolishing moral seriousness. He is intensifying it. He is saying, in effect, that you can eat the right foods, observe the right rituals, maintain the right appearances, and still be far from God. Why? Because evil does not originate outside us. It arises from within, from disordered desires, from fear, from resentment, from pride, from hearts that are closed rather than receptive. This teaching can feel unsettling because it removes our favorite hiding places. It is often easier to manage externals than to surrender the heart. Rules can be followed at a distance. The heart must be given. But notice something critical here, something most crucial. Jesus gives his teaching not to enemies, not to critics, but to his own disciples, those already walking with him. The call to interior conversion is not a one-time demand made at the threshold of faith. It is the ongoing work of discipleship. Even those closest to Jesus must continue to learn where holiness truly lives. And how do they learn? By asking questions in his presence. This is where contemplation enters. Contemplation is not primarily about thinking harder. It's about remaining with Jesus long enough for his gaze to reorder us. The disciples do not understand the parable by themselves. They understand because they stay near him. They bring their confusion into relationship. So often we want clarity without closeness. We want answers without prayer, certainty without vulnerability. But Jesus forms his disciples differently. He draws them from understanding into intimacy, because only intimacy can transform the heart. In our spiritual lives, we may still be operating at the level of the crowd, hearing Jesus, admiring him, perhaps even agreeing with him, yet keeping him at a safe distance from the inner terrain of our motives, our fears, and wounds. Today's gospel asks us, have we gone home with him? Have we allowed his teaching to question not our behavior, but our hearts? This teaching also calls us to humility. If defilement comes from within, then conversion cannot begin with blaming the world, the culture, or others. It begins with self, honest examination under the light of God's mercy. This is not an invitation to scrupulosity or self-condemnation. It is an invitation to truth, because only what is brought into the light can be healed. And here is the good news. The one who reveals the heart is the same one who desires to heal it. Jesus does not expose interior darkness in order to reject us, but in order to restore us. He teaches us where the problem lies so that grace can reach it. From understanding to intimacy. From external observance to interior surrender. From crowd religion to personal discipleship. May we have the courage, like the disciples, to ask Jesus our questions. May we allow him to challenge our assumptions, and may we trust that deeper intimacy with him will lead not to fear, but to freedom. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you know our hearts better than we know ourselves. You see not only our actions, but our intentions, not only our words, but the silence from which they come. Draw us away from the noise of the crowd into the quiet place where you speak truth in love. Give us the humility to admit when we do not understand, and the courage to remain with you until your light reaches our hearts. Purify us from within. Heal what is disordered. Soften what is hardened. And teach us to desire what leads to life. May our faith move beyond appearances and become a living intimacy with you, who live and reign with the Father in the unity of the Holy Spirit, great God, forever and ever. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to join me here each day in my hermitage as we reflect over the Word of God and apply it to our lives. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.